Welcome to your heavenly refuge, a space to unwind your mind, slow down your rhythm, and fill your whole body up with inspiration.
Dreaming with open eyes, being in another world. Don't know what's truth or lie, all these stories that you've heard. Having difficulties to speak, because they seem so far away. It is time to be awake, got important things to say.
This podcast will nourish you with the stories from beautiful creators and entrepreneurs who have already made a change in their lives using their gifts to walk their talk. Welcome again. My name is Oyana Galor-Dual, yoga teacher and wellness consultant, enthusiastic about bringing the stories of people who share their unique blueprints with the world. Rodolfo Escalante is the creator of Alchemy Rewire, a system that he discovered trying to overcome his own neurodivergent disorders. Alchemy Rewire shows students to go beyond their mental limitations and move into a mind-heart coherence state through breath, CO2 tolerance, and altered states of consciousness. Rodolfo's personal journey has demonstrated that there is no one-size-fits-all solution when it comes to mental health, and that alternative approaches can generate life-changing results. Welcome to Ibiza Refuge for Dreamers. How are you today?
I'm very happy to be here with you and in Ibiza.
Yeah, so good to have you here. So we are recording amidst the enchanting forest of Ibiza. You may hear the sound of the cicadas in the background. I invite you to embrace it and use it as a tool to focus even deeper in our conversation. On our podcast, we have this tradition, Rodo. We ask the guest about a moment that significantly changed the trajectory of their lives. Would you like to share one of those moments with us?
Meditation. I was. It's very hard to understand reality when you have a deficiency in your neurotransmitters and your hormones. And I've always been very keen to be in nature, to be centered. And the moment that I started doing mantras and pranayama, I start regulating myself and start seeing this concept of duality versus what I think and how I feel. And that moment, that was when I started understanding that reality is based on what we feel when we're regulated, not when we're stuck in our heads.
Lars, when was that?
Exactly when I was 26 years old.
Okay.
Until that moment, I suffered in countless times because I never took plant medicine or ever took medicine in general.
Mm-hmm.
And trying to find a way to be stable mentally and emotionally. And in that trajectory, I suffer a lot and a lot of people with me. And that's the moment that I start understanding that how difficult it is to embrace this duality when you have this gift or this big challenge that is now called neurodivergency and neurotypical issues.
Who was the one showing you meditation? Is your family into meditation, or was a friend or a teacher?
I was searching, obviously, and I tried several different techniques like transcendental meditation in silence, vipassana, embracing trees, walking in the forest. All of them are beautiful, but my sister started doing the practices of Dr. Lebri, a.k.a. Guru Nam. And the moment that she started doing pranayama of his technique and the mantra that he created it, she sent it to me with my parents. Like, you have to do this, please. And the moment that I sat to practice, I'd sit down for 30 minutes and I was like, oh my God, what is this? And I went deep into that state and reading his books and trying to understand more what he had created, and came to see him in person, and I fell in love with this guy, and I followed his teachings for over 7 years by his hand, and that's how I started doing like deep states of 3 to 4 hours a day to find finally that stability. But it was like a pill, you know. I was practicing in the morning 2 hours, and I give me like 4 hours of regulation, and then I start going bananas again, and I have to do another 2 hours to find stability so I could sleep at night. Otherwise, I wake up at 3 in the morning or 4 in the morning in panic and fear, and I became very habit of these practices to start finding this stability of mind-heart coherence.
In your book, Deep Dive Within, you mention, I have spent the better part of the last 15 years investigating my own patterns and how to maneuver my struggles using only the breath. When did you first realize that after, I guess, practicing meditation, that breath was holding a key for you to be centered and balanced?
On the breath holds, actually. We were doing, when you do practice pranayama, you have your techniques of your ventilations. And then after the ventilations, you do the bandhas. And when I was doing the bandhas, everything was quiet. Everything was centered. And I started seeing that in that spectrum, in that space, that in pranayama was called kumbhaka, I was keen to stay there longer, you know, like, how can I stay in this space? I don't want to go back into that breathing pattern. You start realizing that we breathe for 100 years, but when you do a breath hold, you access this space that is endless within seconds. And that's when I start going into that questioning, because everything in your life that passes started with a question. When you realize something important, that's the moment you start accessing the path. And more I was triggering myself on the breath holds, you know, like 30 seconds, 40 seconds, because we don't understand the mechanics of the brain. We only understand feelings, right, when you're doing these meditation states. I saw myself breathing inside the water. And like any other spiritual story, I met a guy that same day that it was like, I just free dive. What? Yeah, you're certifying free diving. I'm like, what is that? It's when you hold your breath in the water. I'm like, fuck, that's what I need. And automatically my fears were like completely red alert. And that when you do these discomfort practices, you understand that anything that discomforts you is the path to release the best version of yourself. And I went in the next weekend to practice free diving, and that's when I became a free diver. Not a deep diver yet, but I started going very deep, very, very, very easily.
When did you first realize that there was a deeper connection or alignment happening when you were free diving? In your book, you describe it as a click.
So let's say that what took me 4 hours to access, because after patterns of breathing and mantra and Adguru Name, you get into a point of a loophole, and that loophole leads the brain and the coherence into space of relaxation. Those 3 hours, 4 hours a day turn into a 3-minute breath hold, 4-minute breath hold. And the moment that I did a breath hold, I clicked to the same space. So I didn't really understood yet, obviously, but that coherence was so fast that I saw how the pressure and the water that we thought it was the reason why I was getting into the same spaces, I started really practicing more and more, because I went from 4 hours a day into 5-minute breath holds, literally. And I'm like, I don't need to practice 4 hours for this coherence to stay. And I start understanding and start researching what this means. And thank God, biohacking and neuroscience was starting. So I start analyzing biomechanically what this means. Because, yeah, I'm a very spiritual person, but most people don't care about spirituality. They care about a state. And the state is what helps us link everyone. If you're a sportsman, if you are an entrepreneur, if you're a musician, if you're a very spiritual person, the state of presence is what we all search as humans. So we can create coherence and we can connect to this reality.
Hey, I'm curious, because so I see you practicing meditation and in this relaxed state and doing the breath holds, and then you go into the water. That is like a really different context. So suddenly you do also these breath holds, but you don't need so much time. But I mean, it's like, I understand that when you are like meditating for so long, then you get to this relaxed state in your nervous system, and then you can do the breath holds for long. What is helping you, like in the water? Because some people can be really like deeply scared of water. And so what is helping you in that context to be able to hold your breath for so long?
Believing in yourself. What you find in this path that we are creating in Alchemy Rewire is we're helping people to believe in themselves beyond their physical component, beyond their mind thinking patterns. And when you start manipulating your body gases, that's when you can fast forward time. Now in science, it's called neuroplasticity. When you have neurodivergency and neurotypical issues, it's because you're very stiff. Your hips, your neck and shoulders are stiff. So the process of how we think and how our ego is in control of the mind, it makes you be stuck in a moment, stuck in a feeling. And then the water breaks it. Because I would like to say death, because it's the biggest teacher, you know, death, time, space, are the big teachers that we can learn to use to feel like a compass, to bring vulnerability, to bring a space of knowingness. And in the books, they say knowing is the true path of the heart versus thinking is the ego component of what you want all the time. And the water component forces you to let go. Why? It's very easy. There are different matices, different contexts, but the most powerful, beautiful way of I share it is bring the psychic of the baby in the womb. You know, when we're in the womb, we're underwater and we're not exchanging gases. So the brain, which is a mechanical component, is an organ. In the parts of the brain, we have a system that is called the reptilian brain. This is what we use when we are martial art people, when you're an extreme sportsman, when you are in fight or flight mode. And learning to use it, it will help you break all the patterns of what you think. Connecting to your reptilian brain, which is connected to the parasympathetic state, that's the magical component on how you can crack any pattern, any toxic behavior, any somatic problem that you're facing in your reality and your presence. And air, it's very easy because you're comfortable. You're breathing air, right? We're humans. We've been doing this for since we were the first breath. But learning to navigate your body in the water, it's activating the most powerful brain power that we have once you're aware of how to use the gases to switch time and space into this concept of brain heart coherence and presence.
What do you mean switch time and space?
Whatever it took me 4 hours to calm down my ego, to bring my frequency high, the factor of breath hold and water fast forward time. There's no time to think. When you are surviving mode, we start understanding that ego is a system. Thanks to neuroscience, no longer ego controls the mind. People are accessing altered states through easy psychedelic experiences or holotropic systems or cold. And that's the altered state. And when you access the altered state, the thinking pattern switches. Imagine the brain having two ways of function. What you think versus what you know. What you know is based on your primitive state of accessing this presence. The presence is the psychedelics. The presence is the psychedelic state of the brain and heart as one. This is cracking the old dogmas of science, of spirituality or religion, the heart connection, the soul purpose that people access after 5-hour meditations or after doing ayahuascas. But using the CO2 and the water, we access the same space because you have no time to think. You're only present.
Would you describe it also as like your highest state or like the state that your higher self is at?
That's a spiritual explanation.
Well, I'm just trying to put it in another way so more people can feel they relate to that state.
100%. So there's a beautiful analogy to understand psychology, which I come to study since I was 11. And my grandmother was a psychologist. But what is psychology? psychology is just the study of the ego, is the study of the psychic of the human body in a low frequency. As long as we bring the frequency high, thanks to neuroscience, now we can understand that the brain functions in a way of frequency. That once you put a high frequency or coherence, the ego loses power. So everything that psychology have teach us about patterns and how you were educated, where you were born, that is important to integrate your personality. But if you bring your frequency high, the ego has no control of your mind thinking patterns. And this is where all this new era of psychedelic renaissance and biohacking is helping people to bring their coherence into a higher frequency and how to stay in that high frequency. But don't take me wrong, we need psychology to integrate. It's just that if you suffer autism like me, or if you've been having schizophrenia like me, or chronic depression or anxiety disorders, we need to first access a high frequency state of brain heart coherence for us to understand our ego. Otherwise, we're so sophisticated and we're so stubborn slash, what's the word for people that are narcissists, that you don't listen to the psychologist because your ego is toxically angered. But the moment that you create brain heart coherence, then you can use psychology to integrate those lack or coherence or traumas or co-op mechanisms we have built during our 1 to 7, 1 to 10 years old growth.
I think it's also a lot about patterns that for many generations people have been like, yes, coming back to same patterns. So this can be also a system that can help people, yes, go out of that.
100%. Like, in levels, that's the reason why this methodology is growing so much. Because people that have been stuck in their past, or they've been anxious about their future, they have tried so many kind of therapies and so many kind of breaking through. Once they access this brain heart coherence through the CO2 hypoxia tolerance and the breath mind navigation, they crack in 1 second. They crack in 1 session. And that's why they're like, oh my God, this state is possible? Yes, because it's not transcendental spiritual meditation. This is not spiritual growth. This is not religion. This is just biomechanically bringing in coherence and awareness this state, so no longer we depend on a substance or an experience to understand that this reality can exist and coexist with who we are versus who we think we are.
I'd like to change gears a bit. I'd love to hear about your time that you started doing freediving and you went to the hub.
Yes.
I want to hear some stories.
We're not living in the Greek time where if you're a philosopher, you have to be in Athens to be a real philosopher, you know. We're in the era of freediving. If you want to become a real freediver, you have to live in Dahab. That's the test. That's where the best freedivers in the world, that's where the most advanced researchers and trainers are. And being gifted brain, when I start freediving, I went too fast, too deep. To the point that the people that I was surrounded by, they were like, dude, you're just a different animal. You know, some people have the structures. The structure doesn't work to you. You need a professional athlete slash trainer. So I heard about Dahab. And like any other spiritual story, I met this beautiful person that she was the champion of Ukraine. And she said to me, like, why don't you come and train with me? And I was like, done. So I went to prove myself if I'm good enough to become a professional freediver and trainer. And my skills and my preparation of 5 years of meditation lead me and helped me to go from 40 to 60 meters in the first 8 months of my career, especially. And then I got stuck. And then thanks to Gus Crevias, I went from, well, like, properly 60, because he taught me how to properly equalize, to 70 plus. And that's when I stopped for the first time in my depth. But being in Egypt, which is an ancient, you know, place of energy, and doing freediving, I start realizing how people that freedive, they also have psychotic breaks. They also have a psychotic state. And I had personal people that I was training with for 3 weeks, and then they were going back to Russia or to Germany, and they were crying. They were like people coming out of ceremonies. I don't want to go back to my reality. I don't want to go back to that life that I have there. And I never tried psychedelics in my life. So until that moment, I only studied psychology and understanding psychotic states and psychotic breaks in theory, but I never witnessed them. So that was the first break of me understanding there is something we're not understanding on freediving that it gives us the effect of these psychedelics realms or these religion realms. Because I have witnessed Natalia Molchanova or Alexei Molchanov, which are the most beautiful people you can ever imagine that exists in the terms of brain heart coherence. And when I was speaking with them, they were speaking like Guru Nam, like my professor, my teacher, my guru. And I'm like, these guys are not religious and are spiritual. How the heck they're talking in this way? And thanks to that, I started understanding that bridge for the first time.
Wow, that must be like, yeah, really an important moment, like a click, another click for you. Wow. So, yeah, talking about clicks, like when did you start connecting the dots and recognizing that pranayama and CO2 tolerance could benefit everybody? Because now you are talking, you went to Dahab and you are meeting these athletes. So when did you start seeing, okay, this could be a system that we could expand and teach to everybody?
The moment that I saw the need in people that do not want to do spiritual stuff or religion stuff to start finding balance. Like any other passion about altered states and spirituality, I opened an AM yoga center in Playa del Carmen back in 2011 or 10. I wanted to teach this to everyone. I want to help people. But it's fucking boring, you know? Like pranayama for 45 minutes or mantras for an hour. If you have a spiritual call, it will take you into places. But if you don't, you're missing the opportunity of self-regulation. So why are we doing meditation? Or why are we doing freediving? It's to self-regulate our nervous system. So we need to understand the brain and we need to understand the nervous system. What is first, the chicken or the egg? Is it the thoughts coming from the brain, or is it the thoughts coming from a brain that is regulated through the nervous system? And that's the moment that I start moving fast forward, because people don't have time, and we don't have context of spirituality any longer. Every guru in the world right now is on the predict of who are they, because of Yogi Bhajan, or because of Bikram, or because of all these gurus that they people enlighten themselves and put them in a pedestal, and then their stories about who they are is like very horrible. And seeing the fast forward time of how death and how freediving can help me helping people going into that space, I start developing, trying to bring that state faster and faster and faster. And when you reach certain depth, you get an advice of, if you have never have experienced hypoxia states, nitrogen or nitrosis, like divers do, not free divers, you can have a psychotic break at 70 or 80 meters because of the nitrogen factor. So they offer me to try psychedelics. And for the first time of my life, I'm like, fuck it, I need to do it. Because my father was an alcoholic and I never went into those realms because I'm going to become an addicted person because I have an addiction personality. And I said, I'm not going to let my dogmas limit me and having a bad experience in my life or risking my life. So I tried psychedelics for the first time. And the outcome was unbelievable because everyone that was with me, they gave me a high dose. And they were like, are you okay? I said, I'm perfect. Why are you not freaking out? And I said, because this is meditation states. So I realized that people that take psychedelics and they have neurodivergency or neurotypical issues are dependent on a substance to help themselves regulate. A state that the breath hold and the deep and the depth does to us naturally. So I thought it was the pressure, you know. I never thought it was the CO2. But when I started researching and doing more studies, I started seeing this duality where America, back in the 70s, I think it was, the Medun experiments, they did CO2 inhalers to people. And they found a cure, apparently, for people that have schizophrenia and bipolarity and depression only by inhaling CO2. And then they were like, high five, we made it. And then they increased the dose, and unfortunately, those patients died. So science, since the 70s, says CO2 kills the brain. Don't go there, don't go there. But at the same time, you have the Japanese women that they do, they're pearl hunters. They're 70 years old or 80 years old, doing 30 meters every day, 10 times. And they check their spine and their brains, and they're like intact, so to speak. And that's only CO2. So I believe what the science never saw was that we can navigate CO2 when it's created by your own capacity. So we don't put in the risk the brain. And that's the moment everything clicked. That's the moment I realized that CO2 was the magical medicine that we have a void, because we have a misunderstanding of carbon dioxide and CO2. One thing is the thing you inhale, like the classic story of the cars or the kitchens, that's carbon dioxide. That's what you can smell it and die, because the brain gets inflamed and then the oxygen cannot process. But when you do bread holes, it's not carbon dioxide, it's CO2. It's same, but different. And it's organic. And what happens with the CO2 increasing in the brain is that we amplify our senses and we force us to be more present. So when you're doing pranayama, we're doing the ventilations to help the mind decompress and be stable. So when we increase the CO2, we can navigate sound and music, which is the link of why everyone that does any form of sound healing or any form of therapy, they use music. But to understand how to control the BPM of the heart, it's to help the brain and the heart to create coherence.
Let's go one step back. So you took psychedelics and you understood that the concentrations, like higher concentrations of CO2, get you into a certain state that people taking psychedelics, like people were using psychedelics to get into the same states. So then you had, let's say you had the pranayama, you had the breath holds that got you into like a CO2 higher amounts concentration in your body that got you into this higher state. And then you added the psychedelics, like you added it to your toolbox, let's say. And then you also started also seeing that music was another factor that may also help people be in this flow state.
Correct.
When did you realize that?
So we confuse psychedelics with psychedelic state. Psychedelic state, thanks to science, that now is called brain-heart coherence. That's what psychedelic state is. An orgasm, climbing, surfing, pranayama, meditation, dancing, screaming, I love you. It brings this coherence into one. And once we are in the presence of the brain-heart coherence, the ego has no more power. So we stop thinking and we become in the flow state. So the flow state is when we stop thinking, literally, and you just navigate in that space. That space is hard to understand if you're not spiritual or if you don't have a practice. But you don't have to, because that with the musical component comes as the mastery. Because what is music? In the end, music is the ultimate coherence, is melody, is the highest frequency. That's why humans are drawn to always have a singer, to always have a musician with them. But that's the romantic side. Let's go into the neurodivergency state. What is neurodivergency in the psychological effect? Is lack of coherence in the brain. So let's say the left brain and the right brain are not in tune. And then with the ego toxic behaviors, it clicks in, and then the lack of coherence creates chaos. And then because of your core mechanisms of being abandoned or being rejected or being deplored in low self-esteem, you're stuck in your head. It's just lack of coherence. So the moment that the breath does the coherence between the left and right brain, and then when we start navigating the high CO2 tolerance, the brain and the heart becomes one, because they start bringing the same coherence in rate. And in that moment, music, through the vagus nerve, creates harmony. And that's why you can listen to the sound behind us, and so for some people are going to be annoying, and from some other people it's going to be like a trance. Those that are in microdosing right now, or those that are after working out, they're going to feel peace and love. The people that are in their office, they are not in their parasympathetic, they're in their sympathetic thinking process, because they're working, they have responsibilities, they have task meditation. So in that mind, there cannot be noise in the background that is not loving and kind. It's disrupting the processes. So if those that are into microdosing, those that came from breathing or exercising, they're in the flow. So the sound and the brown gives them stability. It gives them like process to focus. And then us autistics or us schizophrenics, we find peace in that space that the music create in the resonance with the vagus nerve connection.
In these times we are in, like many of us are upgrading in different facets of life, and our nervous system suddenly need to hold more. It's like as if we arrived to another state and suddenly our nervous system needs to widen. Is Alchemy Rewire a good tool for us that are upgrading in these times?
I would love to say it's the tool for that. There are many tools in the world, there are many biohackers and there are many ways. Everything that we have created for Alchemy is to create that coherence and to help the nervous system be sustainable, be self-regulated, to learn to be self-regulated. So using the CO2 as the medicine, it helps us diminish substances. When I say substances, I mean coffee. I mean cacao, I mean psychedelics, because the CO2 is what stimulates the nervous system. We neurodivergents, we neuroatypicals, are based on lack of serotonin or hormones. That's the reason why we're crazy. That's the reason why we're in that false narrative existence of narratives. So the moment that CO2 increases, the nervous system stimulates itself. And the moment that you navigate panic and anxiety, which we have, because that's the reason why we're neurodivergent in the basis, we turn anxiety and panicking into an endless source of energy. We just need to embrace it, not numb it. That's what the substances or psychedelics does to us. Intoxicate the brain, so the nervous system has to modify his reaction so the brain can carry coherence and competence and do it for free for us. It's not that it's wrong, it's just that we're dependent on a substance to create the coherence that stabilizes emotionally.
In the times we live, there are many people that depend on substances that they don't label themselves as neurodivergent.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be more specific. Like, all the kind of hormonal chains that you are describing, that they may be disrupted in a neurodivergent person, can be disrupted also in a woman that her hormones are not working well, or in a man that his testosterone is also not working. So there are also chains there of hormones, like not having the, let's say, ideal blueprint they need to have. And everything is connected to the nervous system. So my point with this is that if Alchemy Rewire is helping our nervous system, it may help a wide variety of people. Yeah. And many of us also have different way of learning than we are taught we need to have. Many of us are more spatial learners, and we don't, even me changing topics in the podcast, I do it because I feel like our brains work also more spatial. Like, for me, it's not like linear thinking. It's not so much what I do every day. So, so I feel like I prefer to jump from one subject to the other and let themselves complete it's like themselves, and also people can kind of develop the ideas by themselves in their minds when they are listening to us. So my point with this is that it may be that Alchemy Rewire, if it's helping rewire the nervous system, is helping everybody to navigate in a, as you say, more mind-heart coherence state in their daily lives.
Yes. Like my dear co-founder, Nico, when we started it, the biggest thing that he was discovering himself in his process was lack of self-esteem. And in the beginning, he was like, I'm not an autistic and I'm not a thing, but when I did your journey, I felt so good. So I wanted to really train and understand how can I stay in that space that you say that you live in. And for the last year, we've been training together, and to the point that he realized, like, oh my God, I'm really ADHD.
In which sense?
That he's all over the place. His brain is like, he can do 20 things And then the development, it takes a time, but he do his breadman navigation and he centered, and then he got multitask again, and you know, that's how we start growing again. But this is for everyone that has from low self-esteem, abandonment issues, codependency, everything that egocentrically or psychologically makes us be in pain of attachment. The self-regulation that Alchemy Rewires provides, it helps them to move physically, emotionally from that space. That's why this is mind-blowing. You need psychology. Like, yeah, you can. My grandmother used to say that if you psychoanalyze yourself, you cannot die of cancer. And she preached this for over 50 years until she was diagnosed with cancer. And then just the outcome of the cancer killed her because she couldn't believe it. You know, it's very autistic brains when they are so focused and someone tells you you're wrong and you're wrong, it kills you because you cannot imagine for 70 years, up to 50 years, have to say thousands of people. But I met yogis that had the worst psychological growth, the reasons why they should be in pain. But because they do yoga and they stretch the organs and they stretch the frontal lobe, if they become addicted to yoga to self-regulate themselves, and they found their own stability. And they never die of cancer. Why? Because they are stimulating the nervous system and stretching the organs. So somatically, the ego and the toxic patterns of pain are not in control of their minds. And this is for those that don't connect to yoga or they don't want to do vinyasas or kriyas, a solution that is a side effect. Because the moment you click, the moment you reach this miracle the human has and you understand the breath mind navigation, then psychology is just a form of reincorporate your toxic patterns now into patterns. They're not toxic because they don't control you any longer, but they're going to be there. I still have them. If I go into negative states, if I break up with someone, if I'm really low in frequency, my toxic patterns comes. But now it's a narrative that I laugh about it. Like recently I've been low in frequency and I was telling my partners, like, yeah, I'm depressed. What do you mean? I'm like, I'm depressed because my dopamine level is so low that I feel I'm not worthy. But my life is amazing. It's just a false narrative. The moment I pull training, boom, I'm back. The moment I do breath mind navigation, boom, I'm back.
You can see it. You can observe it and see, okay, exactly. It's like a pattern that I have from the past, but you don't let it overtake you. Changing gears again, I'd love to talk about fear.
Yes.
Like, how do you manage fear in your daily life? For example, so you doing different journeys with people and even coming here to speak to the podcast or speaking in public. How do you navigate that kind of fear? How do you transmute it?
Well, obviously, I depend on my system now. Like, let's say last week, thanks to Ibiza, I had a client that he was a mega famous Hollywood actor. And just because of his presence and his popularity, obviously my ego will try to prove something to him. And what happens is that I went to do my pool training and my breath mind navigation, so my ego dies. And when I came to see them, I didn't came to show anything. I didn't came to show how good. I came to share what I do. And vulnerability is what connects people's hearts in the end. Today with the podcast is the same thing. I always get tension and nervous. I come from low self-esteem and left out. So coming from the pool where this state rises and you kill it because anxiety dies and becomes your strength. Now I'm sitting down here speaking from my heart for whatever or for whoever resonates to these techniques and methodology to help them either increase their frequencies or align themselves or reduce their consumptions of substances to self-regulate and find their own peace and truth.
Yeah, without nothing to demonstrate to the outside.
That's just ego.
Yeah. Talking about patterns and fear, I saw a clip in Instagram in the account of Alchemy Rewire. You were talking about artificial intelligence and you were saying that we need to be really focused so artificial intelligence is not making us do things subconsciously that we don't even know that we want to do.
Sucks.
Do you want to elaborate on that?
100%. Like, there's a study shown that how the algorithms in Instagram and Facebook works, it's on triggering you in the things that you don't want or that you think you want? So what's the question? You know, the last, I said in there, like, in the last months, Instagram and Facebook show you things that you were thinking of. Oh, is it a casualty? Is the angels telling me to work on it? Is science proof of how the algorithms of the AI and the marketing works? And it's pure based on dopamine. So neurodivergent anxiety, panics, depression, the easiest dopamine is buying stuff to feel something. So all the AI technology with the Instagram sales algorithm, it's to induce you through your age and what you're looking into things and the people that you're following to incent you by mechanically get things that you don't need, but that you might want. And if you're low in dopamine that day, you're going to fall. And you're going to buy your shoes that you don't need. You're going to buy books that you don't want. You're going to buy medicines that you don't even like. Sheila G. Now everybody's talking about Sheila G. Yeah, but if you don't do cardio, Sheila G. is not going to do shit for you. It's going to give you minerals. But if your body is lack of minerals, you get activated. If your body is in the stability way, Sheila G. is not going to do anything. But it's like da 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 da. So they put those seeds. And the moment that you're anxious or depressed, you will go into buying them. And now we are not in that generation because we're in Ibiza, but people from Latin America or in Europe, they're still having the, what's the name of the glasses? The virtual glasses. They're playing games for 5 hours, maybe smoking cannabis, maybe taking antidepressants. And the interaction of dopamine now is in another state of level. So they are unplugging themselves from real connections with humans and interactions because they are avoiding being rejected. And that's where the AI and that's where all these systems will have them as a slaves of trying to be in consumption to feel and be stable.
So what you mean is that it's good to have a system that is keeping you centered and balanced. And then when all these like different influences come from the outside, that can be AI or Instagram or anything, something happening or a challenging conversation that you are having with your partner, you can be centered.
100%. Even if you're single and you're neurodivergent, if you're not regulated, and I'm talking about personal experiences, if you're not regulated and then you met someone that subconsciously you connect, just that connection is the door to the biggest pharmacy drugs that we have. Oxytocin, love, you know, high serotonin, high dopamine. Then obviously if you're not regulated and you feel that from a person of the opposite sex, automatically you're in disadvantage. And you're going to get nervous and you're going to get like, you're going to fuck it up and da 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 da. And if the person resonates with you too and you guys go into a beautiful connection and you dance and you make love and you kiss, now you are attached to it. Now you are in codependent state if you psychologically are in the need of approval only with someone. So only going through that space and self-regulating yourself what allows you to have a stability in that possibility of relationship or connection to someone else. Otherwise, you're just going to be in a shadow of conversations and attitudes based on, I don't want to lose this person because I don't want to lose my self-regulation that you even haven't realized that you have.
Yeah, or based on old patterns of behavior that you had in the past. And they are like driving you. Yeah, that's a challenge always.
To everyone.
So, what events are coming up for the Alchemy Rewired community? What's happening in Ibiza?
Well, I mean, I'm from Mexico. I've been based in Tulum the last 15 years. But since I met people from Ibiza, they've always been very welcoming to me and saying, like, you have to be in the island. Like, it's where you need to be. And since 2 years, I've been coming the summers, and I'm very honored and humbled in saying that I've been welcoming so well here. Because here is, like, the base of real masters, like, real people that have overcome their own issues and they've found their own truths. So this is just an option. This is just a mirroring on how to regulate better or how to realign certain aspects. And the island now has welcomed me. So I moved here to start a community for people like me that need this kind of, you know, help. And now we have people that have trained in the methodology. They become the first facilitators of alchemy. So now we're trying to create masses. Before it was just me, so that's why I was in a certain price range. But now we're trying to create something that is for everyone, that everyone can access to it and have varieties. Like We're going to have one with sound, so you can really navigate the depths of the altered states. Then you're going to have one for athletes, because as an athlete, when you do this self-regulation, you get into a better neuroplasticity for peak performance. Now we're going to have the lifestyle, where people can come and do the pool training, they can do the sound, the sauna and cold exposure, you can do the static bicycle, you can have a community of people that are interconnected into this space. We're doing one on the 28th of July on sailing, so we're doing catamaran and understanding how the water works.
I love that one.
So Primal is a dear brother, and he's opening his space for us to do it like every week, and Can Love as well. So we're going to have this present where we're not just popping experiences. Now we're offering people the opportunity to have a lifestyle, because there's no cure for neurodivergency and neurotypical. The only cure is the habits and the self-regulation. So you can have, instead of being a victim, you become a super engine, superpower of ADHD and autism and depression and anxiety. And that's where we are right now here in the island.
So you are tailoring different journeys for different kind of people and different needs.
Yes.
Well, sounds really good. And yes, anything else you feel like sharing?
Just to thank you, because the name Alchemy doesn't belong to me. It belongs as a platform for all the disruptors that have conquered themselves, and through their awkwardness and lack of self-esteem, they have found something in themselves. So Alchemy is a platform for everyone that connect to this concept and to join us and be together in this growth. So I thank you for opening this beautiful space today that is magical. Like, I can stop listening to the background and be in trance. And thank you for recognizing me and seeing me and inviting me to your community to show and share what I have here to be.
Thank you so much for coming, and I will link all the details of Alchemy Rewired below in the show notes so everybody can access it. And yeah, have a good day, everybody.
Thank you, everyone.
Cabocla, teu penacho é verde. Teu penacho é verde, é da cor do mar. Cabocla, teu penacho é verde. Teu penacho é verde, é da cor do mar. Cabocla Jurema, é a cor da cabocla Jurema, é a cor da cabocla Jurema, Jurema. Jurema, Jurema. Eu vou me banhar lá nas águas claras, nas águas de Janaína, lá nas águas claras. Eu vou me banhar lá nas águas claras, nas águas de Janaína, lá nas águas claras. Eu vou me banhar lá nas águas claras, nas águas de Janaína, lá nas águas claras. Eu vou me banhar lá nas águas claras, nas águas de Janaína, lá nas águas claras. É verde, é da cor do mar.
seu vestido se arrasta na areia. Seu colar é de concha, seu vestido se arrasta na areia. Ela tem cheiro de mar, ela sabe cantar, ponto de sereia. Seu colar é de concha, seu vestido se arrasta na areia. Ela tem cheiro de mar, ela sabe cantar, ponto de sereia. Ô Janaína, quando está feliz eu choro. Ô Janaína, deixa eu dormir no teu colo. Ô Janaína, quando está feliz eu choro. Ô Janaína, deixa eu dormir no teu colo. E é no teu colo que é fogo a minha sede. Quis te pescar, mas caí na sua rede. Feita com fios de cabelo.
Salve Iracema, salve Jurema, salve as caboclas da mata, Iara, Jussara, Jupira e Jandira. Salve as caboclas da mata, salve Iracema, salve Jurema, salve as caboclas da mata, Iara, Jussara, Jupira e Jandira. Ok, 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 cabocla. Ok, 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 cabocla.
ci dà vita, minha floresta de amor. Ok, 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 cabocla.
Ponto de luz, ela está na jurema. É o chum, minha mãe. É o chum, minha mãe. Ela é nossa rainha. Ela é mãe das princesas. É o chum, minha mãe. É o chum, minha mãe.
As águas que correm na natureza. É o chum, minha mãe. É o chum, minha mãe.
Ela é ponto de luz. Ela está na jurema. É o chum, minha mãe. É o chum, minha mãe.
Ela é ponto de luz. Ela está na jurema. É o chum, minha mãe. É o chum, minha mãe.
Ela é nossa rainha.
Ela é nossa rainha.
Ela é o chum, minha mãe.
Ela é nossa rainha. Ela é mãe das princesas.
É o chum, minha mãe.
É o chum, minha mãe. As águas que correm na natureza. É o chum, minha mãe.
É o chum, minha mãe.
É o chum, minha mãe. É o chum, minha mãe. É o chum, minha mãe. É o chum, minha mãe.